Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hi everyone, I hope you're all well. Welcome to another Best of Tea with Twiggy. Today we're putting together two 60s icons, lovely ladies, the pair of them, Joanna Lumley and Patty Boyd. If you want to listen to the whole episodes, you just go into your podcast app, scroll down till you find their names, and you can listen to the whole conversation with me. Okay, bye.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
When you went on to play the glorious, wonderful Patsy, did you get hysterical when you put the clothes together? Because they were very the other side of Jean Muir, really, all your outfits.
Well, mine were quite lovely because they were usually Betty Jackson, sometimes Jasper Conran. Very occasionally she'd have on a Chanel jacket. It was Adina who looked so shocking because she would always
get... Well, that's true.
Would always get the clothes... one or two sizes too small because she was so vain. She thought she was carrying Jennifer, who quite often wore a fat suit, would force herself into these clothes. And it was great.
And actually, how you ever got through that series without getting this? Did you used to have hysterics on set?
Particularly when we were rehearsing it, we used to cry with laughter. But we did it live in front of an audience, and you don't laugh when you're doing that.
Oh, no, I didn't realise
no.
that.
And so you try to do it as well as you can. Occasionally, when it broke down, we would just become hysterical.
I'll go to my grave thinking it's the funniest thing I've ever seen was when you became old and you do that scene and your knickers come down. I mean, I thought I was going to die. I've got it. You can get it on YouTube. And
it tears me up. Every time I see it, because we were hysterical. Jennifer and I were hysterical. The director had become very cross because it was late and we couldn't get it done. And we became more and more frightened and hysterical. And honestly, when the pants came off and she threw them in the bush, I thought I was going to faint.
And that's got to be one of the funniest clips ever.
Honey. But listen, tell me, Twiggy, because what happened, what was so thrilling was from us on this side of the thing, was that suddenly you'd crossed the water and you'd gone to America and you made a huge hit there. But in no time at all, you were on stage. You were on stage in The Boyfriend. Tell me how that happened.
No, The Boyfriend was on film with Ken Russell.
Well, then what was it on stage?
You did My One and Only.
Yeah. My God.
But actually, I was going to ask you because, you know, Ken Russell, as you said, I was modelling. I was 17, 18 years old. I met this amazing director called Ken Russell who changed my life.
Yeah.
Because he obviously saw something and he cast me in The Boyfriend.
Yeah.
Which opened this, I always say it was like going into the secret garden. It was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Yeah.
And that the same kind of thing happened to you because you were modelling.
Yeah.
And then I think my first memory of you was the Avengers. But you'd done a few.
I'd done a lot before
film
then.
Film before that.
Yeah, I'd done films. I'd done Coronation Street. I'd been I'd done all. I'd been out of work. I'd done stage plays. I mean, I'd done all sorts of things. And I didn't get the part in the Avengers till I was 30. And I'd started.
Are you 30?
And I'd started acting when I was 21. I'd left modeling when I was 21.
That was huge. That turned you into kind of a superstar, didn't it, really?
Well, it changed my life completely because most of the other jobs I'd done were for one episode or, you know, or one thing. And if it didn't catch, suddenly The Avengers, which was, I did 2 years of it with 13 hour long episodes each year. Wow. So that was 26. And it was like making, you know, 10 or 11 feature films in 2 years.
I was going to say, but what a learning curve.
Fantastic. And all the best actors came on as guest artists. And we shot at Pinewood Studios. It was all shot on film, like a film.
That's right. That's
and
right.
it was
brilliant.
It was fantastic. I adored it.
I was reading, you lived in Nairobi. I don't think I knew that when you were a little girl, right?
From the age of 3, I grew up in East Africa, mm-hmm. in Kenya. My first school was in Nairobi, and then we went north of Nairobi to a place called Nakuru. And I lived there till I was 10. And then came to England. So when I was there, I'm used to seeing snakes and tigers and giraffes and elephants, you know, in the wild, because it was all pretty wild then.
Yeah.
And then when I came to England and went to boarding school in Sussex, can you imagine trying to tell all the other girls about, you know, oh, yeah, no, we saw a giraffe in the garden the other day, and they all thought I was mad. I mean, don't talk to Patty Boyd, a bit mad. And I didn't know what they were used to, what they would talk about. They would talk about different types of shoes. I mean, I hardly even thought about shoes in Africa.
Didn't you miss Africa? I mean, your main childhood was in Africa. Didn't you miss it and heat and the smells of the flowers and...
And the long distant views, you know, you can see for miles and miles. I missed it so much. And I went back when I was 20, 21. And, you know, there's nothing like it. As soon as I got off the plane, I could smell the kind of peppery smell that's in the air.
Mm.
It's kind of exotic and it's very wild and ancient.
Why did you live in Nairobi? Was your dad in the forces or something?
No, he was when he was in England. He's a bomber pilot.
And wow.
Yeah, and then we went to live in Africa because my grandparents had a house there. And also the government gave people in the forces a sort of deal whereby they could have so much land in Africa to farm. So he thought, oh, well, this could be fun. So he bred racehorses.
Wow, that's amazing. Mm. So when you came back to boarding school, did the whole family come back?
Yes.
Because you didn't go back to live there, did you?
No. It became rather dangerous. There was a group of vigilantes called Mau Mau, and they wanted to take over. They wanted Africa, Kenya, to have its independence.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't remember it because we were little girls, but I obviously read about it since. You must have missed it so much, though, because my memories of my childhood, I mean, it wasn't as exciting. I grew up in northwest London, but it was a happy childhood. So I still have lovely, fond, deep feelings about growing up in London.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't imagine what it must be like to grow up in somewhere that exotic and not miss it.
I can't imagine what it must be like growing up in London, in a village, in a town where you know everybody and nothing really changes. That's such a wonderful fantasy to me.
That's so interesting. So after you, I must have known this, but you know, I worked in a hairdresser's before I was plucked from there and shot into fame.
Yeah.
And you worked in a hairdresser's.
I had a Saturday job.
Before you started modelling.
A Saturday job.
Me too.
Oh.
That's so funny.
And the one I was working in was in King's Road in Chelsea.
Oh, very hip. And you did Saturday, like shampooing and sweeping up hair and handing pins up. That's what I did.
Yeah.
Were you a mod?
No. This was before mods.
Okay, yeah, because I was a mod from about 63 to about, till I was kind of discovered in 66. But you were modelling by then.
I was
modelling a little ahead of me. Because I always wanted to look, I wanted your legs and I wanted your hair. I remember, I was still at school.
Okay. Well, I remember being on a plane and I had a job in Paris. And I picked up the newspaper and there on page 3 was you, the new model, Twiggy. And I thought, my God,
and I didn't have long hair
fabulous.
And great legs. That was great hearing them again. And if you want to listen to the whole episode, just go into your podcast app and scroll down to their names, and there they are. Have a lovely day. Bye.